Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know, Steve, you wanted to talk to us, Lord, in your abiding time about this. Seasons don't last forever, right?
Amen. I really just began to think about the fact that just we have people in our lives. You know, you can look back, and I think about everything just lasts for a season. You can remember those people that you meet somebody, and however long it is, you have some people that come in your life quickly, and they leave. But then there's others that stay a while. And sometimes, like, you think about, you know, can any of you guys recall, like, you know, that very strong, you know, that good relationship where the goodbye outweighed the reunion? Of course not. It's like, you obviously, like, when you come back together, it's just like it's that much more of a celebration that you get to see one another. And there's not a welcome back without there first being a goodbye. And so often it's just like we don't think about the welcome back when we're encountering the goodbye, because that's all we see. And we see that goodbye, we see that separation, but we don't. But we forget the fact that, okay, well, maybe there's going to be a reunion.
You're talking about relationships when we
correct,
leave each other.
Correct. And the people that come into our lives, and it's just like we can get focused on the things that happen in that one moment, but we forget the fact, okay, there's things to come, you know. And when I look at how Jesus responded with his disciples, he introduced himself to them. He says, you know, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. He walked with them. But there was that day, you know, Acts 17 talks about the fact that there's seasons, the specific times that God has placed for our lives. And I think about that day when Jesus, you know, broke the news. Like, hey, you know, I'm only going to be here for a certain amount of time. I'm going to go. And he talks about it in John 16. He says, but now I'm going to him who sent me. And he says, none of you guys are asking me, you know, where are you going? But he says, rather, you're filled with grief. His disciples got focused on that one truth, the fact that, wait, you're leaving? You mean you're not staying with us, like, forever? And it was like, that was that truth that Jesus shared. He says, but very truly I tell you, it's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. And that's the thing that so many times it got me to realize, that God can be trying to make something known to us, and we can get focused on what's happening in the now and forget that we might be losing something. But you know what? God might have something that's even better. Mm-hmm. God might have something that's more for us. And the disciples didn't know that Jesus was about to be crucified, but where he was going, it made it all worthwhile. And I think about that, and I've talked before on previous segments, was that 3 days when Jesus had gotten crucified, I can't imagine what Peter was going through, because Peter had denied Jesus, right? And Peter was just like, all right, I'm going to go fishing. Because it's like there was a goodbye that had happened. There was no closure. And it's just like at that moment, it's just like, well, you know, what's going to happen? But then there was a moment, there was a reunion that came back. And Jesus is sitting on the side of the shore, and Peter's trying to fish. And he tells him, you know, throw your net over on the side. But there was that moment when Peter recognizes who he is, and he talks about the fact that he says, you know, it's the Lord. And as soon as he recognized him, he wrapped his clothes around him, and then he jumped into the water. He didn't, like, row a boat. He jumped into the water and swam to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's like at that moment of that celebration of remembering that Jesus came back, he forgot about all the things that he was going through. He forgot about the weekend. He forgot about the crucifixion. He forgot about him denying him. But there was a reunion there. It was just like the seasons, the changings, the ups and the downs. And it's just like we can't get focused on just the downs in those hardship moments.
Yeah.
Because Jesus is like, Jesus has always got something more. Jesus is always like, I've got something else for you. Did you think about this? Or I want to show you something. And I've always been encouraged. I think about in John 14, Jesus so pointedly addresses this. He says, don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He says, my Father's house has many rooms. And if that were not so, I would have told you. And I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be where I am also. And it's so often, it's just like we can be doing the things, we can be fishing, we can be where we are and forget the fact that Jesus is coming back. Mm. We can forget the fact that there's a reunion to be had. Mm. We can forget the fact that there's a season, that where we are right now is just for a certain time. That's not it. It's not the finality of things. That there's a coming together, and it's just where I see in my day-to-day routine. You know, a lot of people can recall, if you've ever been to an airport, you've got the departures and you've got the arrivals. And the amazing thing is, though, it's just like just in a few certain steps in one direction, it's a very, you know, sad experience over and over and over.
People leaving.
Because it's people leaving. It's the hugs. It's you know, the long talks in the car. But it's just like you walk a couple steps the other direction, depending on how big the airport is, and you have the arrivals. And there's the running hugs. There's the shouts. There's the signs. There's the pictures. And it's just like there's that rejoicing celebration. And it so got me to thinking about the fact that Jesus says, yes, I am coming soon. And I'm telling you, he's coming back. And this getting focused on the fact that this is just for a season, but being faithful in that season, in this life now, so that we can have that forever time with him for all of eternity.
That's so powerful, because we are going to see him again. If you've made him your Lord and Savior, you will see him again.
Amen.
And just to behold him, I think about that song. I can only imagine, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to get on our knees. We're going to jump. We're going to fall out. What, you know, what are we going to do? Who knows? But I know this, that if you see him when he comes back, it's going to be the greatest day of your life, and you can experience it. All you need to do is receive Jesus into your life. If you're away from the Lord and you want to be a part of that glorious celebration, then welcome into your life.
Amen.
Say, I want to know Jesus Christ. I want him to be my Lord, my Savior, and my very best friend, because I want to be there when he comes back, and I want to go with him, and I want to be a part of this celebration.
Yes.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.